Good evening, everyone, and happy Friday. So here in Stockholm, it's about 10:50 p.m. I'm supposed to be getting up early for a speaking directive type of conference tomorrow with my cousin Cornelia. Really looking forward to it. She's been nice enough to guest appear with me. I realize that makes it sound like we're not speaking. That's not actually what's happening. We're attending. When I say guest appearing, it's that she's gonna be my partner in crime tomorrow. Shout out to Cornelia. Thank you for joining me on a Saturday afternoon. This conference is gonna be from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. So she's a total trooper. I had originally planned on making this podcast at around 7, almost 8 p.m. tonight. My wonderful and lovely roommate, Kels, told me yesterday that she was bringing over a couple of her girlfriends after work, but I had totally forgotten about it. And, I could care less. She can do whatever she wants. Whatever, they've been really lovely, and I've just been, getting some stuff done for my blog. But right as I was about to go and get ready for bed, I feel like such a shitty friend for mentioning this on the air, but do you know when you smell the smell of throw up? That was what was going on in my bathroom. For anyone that doesn't know about us recently, we moved into this beautiful new apartment that's literally right on the water here in Stockholm. I mean, the location could not be any cooler. And it's just shit like that that reminds me oh my god, yeah, I'm not 18, 19, 20 anymore. I'm 25 going on 26. At this point in my life, I feel like Kels and I, we both know our alcohol limit, right? Most of us know how much it's gonna take to get to a certain point. That point being where you throw up practically in a stranger's bathroom, use a white towel to wipe up red wine, red wine vomit, I should say, and then pretend it didn't happen? I don't know. I feel like I would love to hear someone else's opinion on this if anyone wants to give me a call in. How does one deal with this situation? I literally saw red wine vomit on our bathroom floor and was alright, Kels, love ya, but what is this? I kind of called her and I was oh yeah, do you want me to start the washing machine for you? Because she was supposed to be doing laundry tonight. And she goes, oh my god. And I was what? She points to her washing machine. My white towel is in with her dark colors, which I hadn't even noticed. She's a great friend, by the way. I just need to throw that out there. She pulls out the towel and I kid you not, it's red splattered just for days. And she was oh my god, I'm so sorry. She must have used this to try to mop it up. And I was oh my god, I didn't even mean to call you in here about that. I literally used washing your clothes as an excuse. Yeah, I don't know. We've all been there. We've all been that person at some point. I know I was that person when I was 19 at my friend Anise's apartment in Orlando. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, if anyone wants to call in about that kind of situation, feel free. But I figured it was a good place to start off this episode of the podcast. So welcome everyone, and so far, happy Friday evening. So, moving on, kind of what I wanted to get towards in this episode of the Daily Podcast were my thoughts of the day. So after work, I headed to a coffee shop and I finally got back to my blog. Now, blogging is one of those things where I tell myself I'm gonna commit to it, and then I do it for like 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden I just kind of phase out of it. I don't know why. I feel like it's because I don't see the results that I want and I just immediately give up. And that's a terrible quality to have. I mean, anything that's worth building takes time. So I hadn't posted it in about a month, but when I logged in, I feel like I should backtrack. So I use a platform called Now, which is N-O-U-W, which is really popular here in Sweden. And I think it's even spread into Denmark, Norway, and I know it's in Poland. I'm not really sure why. But anyway, it's kind of like spreading throughout Scandinavia, or the Nordics at least. Yeah, I totally lost my train of thought. This is my only gripe with Anchor, is that you can't edit moments like this out of your episodes, and I don't feel like giving up already. No, I don't. I just want to point out that that last interlude was called Clean Up on Aisle 5 / Attention Getter, and I feel like that's the perfect segue. Apologies for my momentary brain fart there, but I remember what I was getting back to. So anyway, I initially had planned on using this Friday night for my blog, which I did. I pre-wrote a couple of what I would at least deem as a couple of good posts, stay tuned. But what I wanted to discuss was actually kind of a new project that I've decided that I'm gonna undertake, and it's gonna be called, well, I'm still kind of in the project name phase, but I've decided that, so I am 25, halfway to 26, and I've decided that by the time that I'm 30, I'm going to be a millionaire. And by that I mean that I'm going to have either saved or invested, or I don't care how, I'm going to have $1 million in some sort of bank account, whether it's a stock portfolio, a like savings account. I haven't really figured that out yet, but I've decided that it's gonna be a thing. And today I finally took charge of this like vision that I've had. So to hark back to Kels, who's my roommate that I discussed a little earlier in this episode, she and I were discussing her boyfriend, and the two of them were kind of going through like this classic 20 questions list a few nights ago when I was eavesdropping, and they were talking about like, okay, well, like, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? One of them said they wanted to be a digital nomad. It's like, okay, cool. What steps are you taking? And this is literally the conversation that Kels and I were having, was what steps are you taking in the next year, in the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? Like, what steps are you taking in your life to get you to the point that you want to be at by then? I know for me personally, I'm working on entrepreneurial ideas, I'm working on speaking engagements, I'm constantly working towards this idea of being my own boss. I've always worked for other people, and it's fine for the time being. I love the company I work for, my bosses are great, but I just know eventually, and I think they know this as well, like eventually I'm not going to be working for someone else. I'm going to be doing my own thing. Like I said, I don't know what that is yet. I'm still only 25. I've got some time to figure it out. But in the meantime, my main goal is to like hustle until I'm 30. I'm talking about grinding it out. It's a Friday night. You guys, I have friends that are out getting drunk, going out dancing. Mind you, I'm not putting this down because I plan on doing the same thing tomorrow night. But it's a Friday night. Right after I got off of working a 9-to-5 job, I went straight to a coffee shop right after work, worked another 2.5 hours, came home and worked another like 3.5 hours. I'm telling you, this, like, these are the kind of hours I'm putting in to get to my goal. like I said, the goal, I think I'm gonna call it like Project Million by 30 or Project Million. I don't really know yet. I also have to check out and see what kind of hashtags are on social media. Yes, that is the world we live in today. But all I know is that through a series of investments, savings, hustle, reinvestments, I don't know. But I just know that by the time I'm 30, I'm going to have $1 million in the bank account. Not from what I'll have inherited slash worked my paycheck for, but just like a series of side hustles. That's what I'm talking about. Taking these like empty moments, like, yeah, moments like a Friday night where I could be the girl that's throwing up at someone else's house, red wine, vomit everywhere, or I could be side hustling for my own business. Like, those are the kind of moments that I'm talking about. Like, you're stealing these little opportunities from time that other people want to take away from you. Ooh, that's actually really good. I'm gonna have to remember that. Yeah, side hustle. Do you guys have one? Well, anyways, that's kind of been my ramblings for the day. Yeah, it's been an interesting evening. Wasn't really the turn of events that I was planning when I was leaving my office today, but life is full of unexpected events. I am really looking forward to this conference that Cornelia and I are going to tomorrow. I'll be sure to kind of check in throughout the day and let you guys know how that goes. I think it's going to be really cool. It's an event dedicated to public speaking, which I'm totally into, obviously because I'm using an app like Anchor. But I think that it's also a skill that everyone can always develop on. And I kind of wanted to round out this episode with, like, what are you guys doing to better yourselves? I mean, for me, it's working on public speaking. It's working on things like Project 1 Million by 30. Like I said, I have about four and a half years now. Obviously, the goal is to get it done within a year, but I don't really want to set a timeline on myself. I want it to just happen as it happens. But I think by 30 is if I'm lazy. If I'm being honest with myself and I know my work ethic, I know when I put my mind to something and I visualize it, I will get it done. Nothing is gonna stop me from it. So now that I've put it out there in the world, I've been beginning to like speak my truth to it. I know that it's gonna happen. So I'm excited to keep you guys posted on it. I actually opened up a totally separate bank account today. I even called it Project Mill. It's totally fine. Like I said, I'm sure that hashtag exists, but I'm gonna have to figure out something a little more creative. But I put my first tiny little bit of savings this week. Instead of going out for lunch like I typically do, I brought lunch every day, managed to save $30. So yeah, I put that into Project Mill bank account. So woo-hoo, everyone, $30 in the bank, 30 on the way to a million. I realize it sounds ridiculous, but I know that I'll be sitting here at 30, re-listening to this podcast and being like, oh my god, adorable. I'm now a multi-millionaire. Well, who knows, but you get the idea. The point being is, it's good to have a goal, and you should always be working towards something. If you envision it, you bring it into your life. I realize that this sounds like a very cheesy motivational podcast, and in a way it's supposed to be, but anyway, wish me luck tomorrow at the conference. I will keep you guys updated. From my wine vomit apartment to yours, I hope that you all have a fantastic rest of your Friday evening, and yeah, we'll touch base tomorrow. Have a great day, you guys. This has been Kayla from The Daily Pod. Take care.